The song that we are about to sing, it says that Jesus is good and has been good to us. Yesu beri maruwa lubangawani be. In Lu, it means Jesus is good and he loves us. That's the song we're going to sing. God bless you.
Well, amen. Let me welcome you to Gulu, Uganda. You wouldn't have noticed without seeing closely, but in that little burst of praise and worship, you had our Bridge family members from Uganda, from the U.S., from Kenya, and from the Congo, all there. And I share it with you because it's a great microcosm of where we're going to go together today. On this Resurrection Sunday, when we celebrate, we need to be in a spirit and in a posture of praise and worship. Amen? Let me ask you a question as we begin, kind of set the context for our time together, and you'll see, I pray, how these come together. I want to ask you a question. Now, it's Resurrection Sunday, Easter. We've looked back on Friday to the day that Jesus hung on the cross. Most people call it Good Friday. I call it Great Friday. Well, in that context, let me ask you this. Can you draw to mind, think back personally, what is the time that you were in the greatest trouble of your life? The greatest trouble you were ever in. Number two, what was the greatest trial you ever experienced? The trial of your life where you were so tested. And number three, what was the greatest triumph of your life? I mean, triumph of your life. You see, it's in that context that we find ourselves today. We're going to go into God's Word, but before I even open up the Bible, here we are on Easter Sunday. In the weekend that has been Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where I'm going to show you and I pray help you to connect to the greatest trouble that the world has ever known. The greatest trial that many would ever come to experience. And praise God, we stand today in the midst of the greatest triumph that humanity has ever even thought about. Amen? Well, pray with me if you will, and then we'll get started together. Oh Lord, I come to you now, and on behalf of our Bridge family all over the world, our brothers and sisters in India, those hiding in the underground church of China, those that we've just seen from Uganda and Kenya and the Congo, here as I stand in St. Jay, Vermont, and where the rest of our family in the U.S. is primarily based in Maryland, but wherever our family and friends can be found, Lord, I pray that even now you're beginning to do a work, plow the soil of our hearts to get ready for the deposit of the seed of your word. And may we drop any and all resistance to the work, the gardening work that your spirit would do in each and every one, I pray, starting with me, Lord, starting with me. I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, let me just give you a reminder for those that have been with us and bring you up to speed for anybody that hasn't been with us. We're in the Bible, as we always are. We're in the New Testament part of the Bible, and we're looking at a letter written by the Apostle Peter. It's his first. It's 1 Peter. And we're walking systematically from beginning to end through that letter. This is the 11th week that we've been in this, and we're going to jump into verse number 7 of chapter 1. You say, what? The math doesn't work. It does. 11 weeks, 7 verses. It's that rich. And today we're going to continue on. This series is entitled No Matter What. It's a call of inspiration to the Christians that were being beaten and persecuted and challenged because they wanted to follow Christ. In a part of the world that we would know today as modern-day Turkey, 2,000 years ago. And it's amazing because the challenges and the messages from then are so relevant and so poignant, they would fit us right where we are today. And I understand, I'm talking to a family that's all over the world. Wherever you are, this is relevant and real. It's God and His Word that's speaking. And so what I'd like to do is open up by just walking back through the first 7 verses where we've already been, just to give us kind of a sense of where we are and a better understanding of where we're going. So if you have your Bibles, let me ask you to come with me. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through the first half of verse 7. Here's what God's Word has already told us and taught us. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Verse 2, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and for the sprinkling with Christ's blood. Then a prayer for those that would hear. May grace and peace be multiplied to you. Amen. It's my prayer for you. Verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ! Exclamation mark. Wherever the Bible drops an exclamation mark, we need to stop. Just camp for a minute. Blessed be your name, O Lord, with all my heart and soul, all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Verse 3 continues, according to his great mercy, he, our Lord, has caused us to be born again. He has caused us. Daniel just emphasized this in our time of worship. It's by grace through faith alone. We don't get to sign ourselves up for the team. We have to be drafted and drawn, adopted and brought into the family of God. He has caused us to be born again. Check this out. To a living hope. Not just hope, but to a living hope. Because today we celebrate Christ is alive, our hope is alive. We've been caused to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Again, you're connecting what we're celebrating today to anything and everything good in our lives. Verse 4, we've been brought to new life, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. It's perfect and it's never going anywhere. No one can evict you from your house in heaven that waits you. Nobody can steal your inheritance. There's no sick, evil stepmom that's somehow going to take what you've been given. This is the living God that's given us this inheritance. And beyond that, it's being, quote, kept in heaven for you. It's being kept. Verse 5. Who by God's power, so those of us that have the inheritance and the home waiting for us in heaven, we are those who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation that is ready, it's ready to be revealed in the last time. Now, let me be clear. That does not mean that you are protected from sickness, from disease. There may be some dude out there with a bus that's going to turn you into street pizza as soon as this sermon is over. There's no promise of physical well-being. This is an eternal promise. Every child of God will come home to heaven, and nobody is brought back to the orphanage. That's the promise. Now, between here and there, as you'll see before we're done, them's mean streets out there. You're going to have a heck of a time. You and I have been promised. It's a fight. We are in a street fight. We're in a war. But don't lose sight. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. It's already been accomplished. Verse 6, in this you rejoice. In what? What's this? In all of this blessing. If you're in the family of God, in this you rejoice. You say, hang on there, preacher. You don't know the neighborhood I live in. You don't know what I deal with day in and day out. Come ride with me for a few weeks and see if you rejoice. I'm here to tell you, friend, I understand, and you can rejoice. Not because I say no, not because we minimize your challenges, but because the living God said, I'm alive and you can rejoice. I've empowered that. In this you rejoice. Now, check out the realism of the Bible. This is part of what I love. This is what drew me at 35 years old. You want to know why I became a Christian? Because the living God came to get me. And when I checked him out, I found stuff like this. It's real. This is a real deal. Truth and love. In this you rejoice, although even now for a little while, if necessary, you will be grieving and have various trials. I said, well, hang on. Nobody told me that. All the Sunday school stuff and all the churchy people, they were telling me, come to Jesus and everything gets easy. I come to Jesus in the Bible and he says, guess what? You're in a fight. It's going to be brutal. But we've won. Come. You rejoice, though now for a little while you've been grieved by various trials. So that, check this out, here's your purpose. So what's up with all the trials, Lord? Why am I grieving? So that the tested genuineness of your faith. Here's our context. You're going to go through some serious swamp living so that yours and my faith will be tested and refined to show whether or not it's genuine. This is a gift from God. That's what you're going to see today. So in these opening verses, we've seen the Christian's blessing, we've seen the Christian's rejoicing, and now we've seen the Christian's testing. And last week we looked at Jesus speaking in John 16:20, where he said, listen, let's be clear. You're going to have sorrow, but it's your sorrows that will be turned into joy. You see, sorrow is the raw material for joy. It's our difficulties. It's our trials. I've entitled the message today, Precious Fire. It's to understand the gift that trials and fire can be. So, if you were to take away one thing from today, here we are again celebrating Resurrection Sunday. It's know this, that Christ-like crucifixions lead to Christ-like resurrections. If you'll pick up your cross and follow Christ, if you'll be crucified in the worldly way and die to self and live to Christ, you'll be raised up as he was in a Christ-like resurrection. 3 points as we look at verse 7 today that I hope help tie this together. We're going to see rejoicing fire in verse 6. We're going to see refining fire in verse 7. And then we're going to see revealing fire in the close of verse 7. All of this in the context of where we opened, with a sense of praise and worship. I'm going to share with you about a half a dozen microbursts of praise and worship from Africa to help to get us in tune and, I pray, inspire us along this way. But let's look again at that rejoicing fire. It's verse 6. In this you rejoice, even though you're going to be grieved with various trials. We're going to rejoice no matter what, regardless of the personal attacks and persecution, the cultural decay and perversions, the global unrest and the perpetuation of it getting worse and worse. We're going to rejoice in the midst of the wars, be they physical wars, cultural wars, or spiritual wars. We're going to rejoice, praise God, with the wounds that are real from those wars. As we worry about the widows and the orphans and the least of these, we're going to be able to rejoice no matter what. And I saw that in Kenya this week. And I want to, again, share it with you. Those that we would think where I stand, wow, they really have it tough. Because they do, they rejoice. again, 60 seconds. Let it wash over you, and I pray, bring you into this same spirit. Now, I pray you get a sense of the passion. Please don't confuse. That's not African, that's passion. These are brothers and sisters in Christ who are serving in places and ways where children are dying of starvation. Typhoid is taking children out, and yet they rejoice as we gathered to learn and grow in God's word. And again, I don't belittle anybody's challenges, trust me. Trust me, my story is raw and real. I get it. But I also know it was Jesus who set the standard. And Hebrews 12:3 begins, it says, consider him. And if you back up to the previous verse, when we consider Christ, we're told that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Because he would set captives free, he went to the cross. We celebrate Resurrection Sunday today in part because of the joy that he died to give us, Christian. Let me show you this in point number two, the refining fire. Again, the first half of verse 7, Scripture says, and I'm now reading from the New Living Translation. It's a paraphrase, but it's captured this verse very well. These trials, so here we are now, where again, we're focused on the fire. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It's being tested as fires test and purify gold. Though your faith is far more precious than gold. Precious fire. We're told a little further, we'll get there. But in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, again, this is to capture those of us that might be a little put off by all this. God's word says, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. God said, hey, listen, it's coming. This is real. Let me show you again from Gulu, Uganda, how we need to be ready, because the spiritual warfare, the trials, the fires, they may come at you in ways that you could never, ever expect. It happened to me just a matter of days ago.
You know, you would get a sleep out. Yeah, this is Christy.
Mom.
Can I stop for one? Yeah, it's okay. Amara.
Sister.
Hug. Waka.
Amen.
Glory. Amen.
Great.
It's so good to see you. Your light is bright.
The glory of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You are an answer to our prayers and a living miracle of the living God.
Amen.
Thank you. Christine is so different now.
Amen.
The living God, now you are alive. You are life and light to the glory of God.
Christine, after we met, many of my family have been praying for you. The Bridge family all over the world praying for you, and today I see answered prayer. Amen and amen and amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
She's also happy.
Can you share with us what
you rebuke that in Jesus' name?
I pray in Jesus' name that you are protecting Christine.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Lord, be with her now and take away any and all oppression or efforts to hurt or to harm. Lord, we know that you are the living God. And as we said, no one and nothing can stop you or do anything against your will. So we pray, Lord, for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray for Christine. When she can't pray for herself, we pray for her now. We ask you, dear Lord, to come and bring to life what you have given.
Great you are.
Amen. Peace of mind.
Amen.
The joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus loves you. And so do so all we. Of we.
Yes, Mary.
We love you too, Christine. The living God. No one and nothing can stop him. We put our love and our trust in Jesus the Christ. And may no one and nothing get in the way. We love you, Christine.
We love you too.
To the glory of God.
The day of our
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
The reality of spiritual warfare, if ever you doubt it, see it. The war is real.
Now I share that with you because it's an example of the trials and the fire. And it's also an example of my failure, and I want you to learn from my mistake. I made the mistake of assuming that what I had been told about this woman was true. And bottom line, I showed up like a kid looking forward to the ice cream and the cake at a birthday party and walked into a gunfight. And I was not ready. I thought that woman was a saved Christian, and I have no reason to believe that to be the case in retrospect. And even sadder still, the people around, they were telling us, oh, that's an expression of her happiness. Look, God's at work. He dropped her like a bad habit. Isn't that beautiful? Say, no. No. No, it's not beautiful, and it's not God. Be ready for the various trials. They will come. And you and I, as Christians, we're called to be the Lord's first responders. I wasn't ready, and I won't make that mistake again. But again, let me show you the various trials. They come in all different sizes and shapes, and they don't all end poorly. Praise God. Let me show you another one where here we see one of our brothers in Uganda. He's a boda-boda rider. He drives the taxis and he takes people into villages. One day he's taking somebody into the village and somebody asks him about the God that he serves. And it's led now to a point where an entire village is being shared and growing in the gospel. But let me show you a portrait of a trial and a battle that's being won, praise God. Watch this. And again, come with our family to Africa.
Explanation of what is happening.
Yeah.
This is called the traditional. I brought a customer here. And as we started sharing with them, the word of God, they hosted me. I spent the night here. So this mama asked me, will you find more time and come and talk to us more about Jesus? That's how my relationship started with them. And we begin praying together with them. I normally ride and come on Sundays. I share with them the word and we pray together. Where that mango trees you are seeing, that's where we sit outside. And we invite all our neighbors around here to come. So we're discipling them to know Jesus. And I've also challenged them to go and disciple others to know Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The reason Pastor Jeff, these people are laughing, is he's saying that we should pray for her, God to change her, but she doesn't want to stop drinking.
I would like to pray for you right now.
Okay. Amen. It's okay.
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 So, what would you
pray? Dear God of heaven, I pray that you bring down the power that you have promised for your people. And if this woman is a child of yours, or if she will become a child of yours, Lord, I pray as one who used to love alcohol. And Lord, for your glory, I pray from this day going forward, this day, that you will change her taste inside, that both her tongue and her heart change today. And Lord, if she resists you, I pray that you make her to hate alcohol. Or anything else that gets in the way of her loving you most. Lord, I pray that you set her free the same way you did me. That you give a love for you that takes away the love of the other alcohol. Lord, you know that I do not pray angry, but I pray with love and understanding because I used to love alcohol. And I used to talk to you, but I didn't really love you. But because of your grace and your love, you gave me the miracle of setting me free. I now pray that same miracle prayer for this woman. May she never be the same ever again. Because today she heard you come down and tell her personally that the God of heaven loves her so much
The inin lubang may polo imar en tatwal.
That he sent messengers from the USA to tell her. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I know your place.
Amen.
He can set you free.
Amen.
Amen.
She's asking each one of us to pray for their children that they'll be able to grow and the Lord be able to use them to learn and they be able to empower their colleagues.
Not bango metu wa fo yutena matini.
Tuke wazanti otikunga nizo na korale.
Wa fo ipeni niguru wa utena matini kai.
Neto wa sinkana avanti otuwa de tetula vanga.
Waruna tukijo amana ka ufodi paura tukwerege.
Na korale lunga. Tumazo gabana na vo echigambo cha katona.
Wa fo ipeni mi wakisa minyo kukwerege loo kima Mary.
Tukusavu vayembe wa chikoze se mungu na mungu wago.
Rotubanga walegi nikonyo utumegi na gitu ukilo kenimegi winyo ikuwa mamegi.
Era osigale ngo bakuma
medeka guwa kogi
nothing I will today
wanda mawa aikabero eni
sabo tukurembere
walege ni telu wayo
tuke bulungi nga tuli balamu
weke wa o mabek iyo tukoma
amen
walego mane nyinge so Kristo roto wa we are not going backward but we have to walk and go forward
amen.
In our Lord Jesus Christ
amen.
Okay
amen.
Yeah. Jako dojo
Tempe wa mida kinya wa mida nyim.
Tempe wa mida nyim.
Oh mida mida.
Tempe wa mida
nyim.
Tempe wa mida nyim.
So let me ask you, number one, do you think I have to push them to rejoice? Do you see it? It's beautiful. And let me answer your question. Yes, it was very hard to hear that inside that little hut, and it was piercing our eardrums. 29 of us inside that little hut. Absolutely beautiful. In the midst, they live with daily trials and fire. Literally, daily food is a challenge. And you know, they send us away with a basket of food. And I was told we could not refuse it. It would insult them. And at the same time, I couldn't believe they gave out of their need to those of us with such abundance. But it was the fruit of their rejoicing in the risen God. You know, if you go to the Bible, you'll see, for example, in Job 23:10, Job says, as he's going through his trials, that the Lord is testing and refining him like gold. Psalmist says in Psalm 66:10, O Lord, you refine us the way you refine silver. And what we find in Scripture, and it's all through the example of Jesus. Again, I'm not pushing anybody into a church, but I'm calling everybody to come to Christ. Not about religion, but about relationship with this living, risen God. I promise you, in the midst of your real world, raw trials and fire, there's a place to rejoice. This is the Word of God, and it's not because we feel it. It's because these are the facts that come with faith in a risen God. Let me take you back to our brothers in Kenya again, inspiring me and others with their worship. This is how they would begin the morning. We didn't say, okay, everybody at 9 o'clock an alarm goes off. We were meeting at 8, and about 7:30 the gathering would happen, and the voices of those rejoicing would lift up and draw everybody. Again, just a 60-second washover that I pray blesses you. Again, I know you can't really get full of it, but I pray that you get enough to where you sense the rejoicing is real. Did you notice the smoke machine and the kicking lights? What a great PA system, right? Nothing. Hands clapping, feet tapping, hearts lifted out. It's beautiful. We can rejoice no matter what the trials or the fires are. It brings us to the second half of the verse and the last point, the revealing fire. That it's God's word that says, so when your faith remains strong, when your faith remains strong through many trials, so your faith is strong and holding in the midst of these fires, it will bring you, when your faith is genuine and strong through the fire, this is God's word, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Christ is revealed. When Christ returns, the believer whose faith is strong and holds, don't miss this, the Christian is going to get glory and honor. Who's going to glorify? Who's going to praise? Praise, honor, and glory. Christ is going to praise the Christians. You know it this way, perhaps. Well done, faithful slave. Christ is going to praise those whose faith remains strong through the fires. They're going to be honored. You, I pray, are going to be honored. By whom? By the church, your fellow Christians. You'll be held in high regard because you held the line. And you're going to receive glory when Christ calls you home to heaven and you come to that glorified place. This is the promise. I say it to you because so many of us, We live in either the Friday of the crucifixion or the Saturday wilderness that seems to be the silence in between when I got saved and when I'm going to go home to heaven. Or we only get fixated on the glorification and the celebration, but it doesn't have any roots because we're not connected to the whole. I pray that you see it's understanding all of this. Friday, that was when you and I need to rejoice through the fire of the crucifixion. Saturday, when you're being sanctified, Christian, when it seems like God himself is silent, when you're in between the original celebration and the final celebration, some of us know this is the hardest place of all. Your greatest trouble has come right in here. Your greatest trials tend to be right here. You see, your greatest trouble, the world's greatest trouble, was on Great Friday when it was time for the crucifixion. Your greatest trial tends to be on the Saturday in between the crucifixion and the resurrection. This is real life. This is you and me living our way between here and heaven. Tends to be where the greatest trials are. But we need to hold the line. And praise God, we'll meet up for the greatest triumph that we know through Resurrection Sunday, when we all go home to be with him. Now let me bring this into a little bit closer context. I know a couple of brothers who did a really good job last week of walking through the trials. This trip that we were on, unlike any I've ever had. This has been one of the hardest weeks of my life. And I was inspired to see a couple of brothers walk in the talk, live in the life. Let me just show you a little bit of this time in Africa with our brothers Jeff and Brock. Just a little bit in the context of this victory that comes through the revealed resurrection of Jesus the Christ.
I was a very, very angry, lost man.
Nilikuwa mtu aliye na hasira na kadhabu yule aliyepotea usuni.
Did not know Jesus.
Sikuwa namjua Yesu.
I felt at that time I was a victim.
Nikajua mimi ndio chanzo cha kuadhirika.
Shortly after that,
pole pole baada ya hiyo,
I was introduced to Jesus. God sent Pastor Jeff.
Mungu akamtuma mchungaji Jeff akaweza kumchulisha Kristo.
To introduce me to the real God.
Na akamrutisha kwa Mungu aliye wa haki.
What is his name? Jesus.
Jina lake ni nani? Ni Yesu.
At that time,
wakati ule,
I was set free.
Nikawekwa huru.
From the crime and corruption the world had given me, of addiction, a fallen world that I accepted, that I was free from all that. Chains were broken.
Sasa akaponywa kutoka katika makonjo na uvisato ulimwengu ambao alikuwa ameweza kusama ndani.
I knew the truth and the truth shall set you free.
Inasema alichua ukweli na ukweli kamuweka huru.
I was free, free indeed.
Akawa kweli, ukweli hakika.
Amen.
Amen.
And now I get the opportunity.
Sasa nachukua fursa hii.
To walk with the Lord.
Nikachukua fursa hiyo kutembea na Kristo.
Preach the word.
Kuhubiri injili.
Be example of the world.
Na neno lililokubaliwa.
Jesus said, come with me.
Yesu akasema njoni na mimi.
Come with me.
Kuja twende.
Amen.
Amen.
I love you all.
Nawapenda wote.
Jesus loves us.
Amen. Yesu anatupenda.
Amen.
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 Kwamba hana mengi lakini anataka tumrudishie Mungu utukufu kwa mambo ambayo amefanya hapa.
Ili kuabudiwa wewe ni Mungu Baba,
nasaili kuabudiwa wewe ni Mungu Baba.
My name is Brock. I come also from Vermont in the USA. My wife Monet, Pastor Jeff's daughter, also sends you her greetings. And she also, with me, wants to tell you that the Lord is alive, the Lord Jesus Christ has come, and he has risen so that we might have salvation. The Almighty God of creation is called the Great Physician, and he heals those who call upon his name. So thank you for welcoming us to your home with graciousness.
Since we've arrived, I've learned many lessons. You've already grown so special to us, as Pastor Jeff is sharing.
says this.
Mungu wetu anasema haya.
You rejoice in this.
Wewe ufurahie katika haya.
Even though.
Hata kana kwamba.
Now for a short time.
Na vile ilivyo wakati mchachiwa.
The Lord loves you.
Na Mungu anakupenda.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Asante sana.
We're going to look this week in the few days that we have.
Na kwa chuma hili kwa siku jaje tunizo nazo tunaenda kuangalia haya.
At what it is to disciple warriors. God loves the world. The world. So he sent his son, Jesus, for all of us. So we can know God. Yeah, good. Clap. So this is why we sing. Yeah?
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Say, hello, Monet.
Hello, Monet.
Say,
I
love you.
You.
Amen. It gets a little closer to home when you see our family there. My prayer is one of the things we'll grasp is that all of those that you saw are our family there. Most of you know that the Lord used us to build Mahali Safi this last year. 220 orphans, 70 widows. And we are literally at the point where they're about to begin to move in. I say to you, this is the revealing fire. When you see that it's all worth it, when you see God at work doing what only He can do, right? We're a little tiny church. We barely have enough of a footprint to be noticed in our local community. And yet God is extending us all over the world. That's Him. That's the revealing fire. Our witness is that we have a witness God who is alive and well. He is risen. Again, this is the resurrected God. He tells us throughout His word that where and when we will be faithful in the fire, where and when we will give Him glory for the grace, when we'll be ambassadors for His gospel, and show the world who He is. He'll do amazing things. Again, Mahali Safi, pure haven. That's how it translates. That we would be that expression of God's truth and love, locally, regionally, and globally. This is the revealing fire. It comes at a cost. Again, this trip, unlike any I've ever experienced. I've never known the depths of spiritual warfare that have come to me through this trip. And simultaneously, and I'll share more with you next week as I unpack more from this trip, I've never seen God more at work than I did here. And I pray that we'll share those truths that will take your breath away to His glory. This is the message. If you want to celebrate on Resurrection Sunday, you got to step up to the cross on Crucifixion Friday. And then He walks us through Saturday, the sanctification process of our lives. Let me show you Pastor Frederick now and just a portion of the children that are a part of this revealing fire that comes right out of the scriptures. Watch this, and I...
Why we have these young children here?
Anasema kwa sababu gani ambaye tuko na watoto wachanga hawa hapa?
We want to raise army of God.
Tunataka kutengeneza kwa shujaa wa Mungu.
We want to raise a warrior of God.
Tunataka tutengeneze mashujaa wa Mwenyezi Mungu.
What we know is when we get right the word of God.
Tukipata neno la Mwenyezi Mungu kwa ukweli.
And then when you go to school, you shall be able to teach others.
Wewe ukitoka hapa ukienda shule, utafundisha wengine.
Yes.
And then from the school, and then to another school. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
That is my heart.
Hiyo ni kutoka ndani ya moyo wake.
It is the same.
Hata nyinyi mama, bado ni hivyo hivyo.
We share the gospel, we pray together, you share where you are going, you share... Where are you in the working place, you in the farm, everywhere you go.
Yes.
It is my humble request.
Anasema ya kwamba, anaomba.
Let us be fat.
Wacha tuwe wachangamufu.
Let us be fat.
No.
Amen?
Amen.
Be available.
Amen.
Be teachable.
Ukue mwalimu.
And then?
We have even doctors here. We have sisters.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is our work.
Hii ni kazi yetu.
And it will start now.
Na itaanza sasa.
It is not.
Piga makofi kidogo.
It's not tomorrow.
Anasema ya kwamba msikiliza haianzi kesho, inaanza leo. Jipigie makofi.
Amen.
Amen. Jipigie makofi. Habari njema hiyo.
So we have a huge work. I want you to pray for me. Na iwe iwe shangwe, na iwe iwe shangwe.
Na iwe iwe shangwe, na iwe iwe shangwe.
Na iwe iwe shangwe, na iwe iwe shangwe.
Na iwe iwe shangwe,
na iwe iwe shangwe.
I love you, Jesus, you are my savior.
I love you, Jesus, you are my savior.
I will you, Magovi, na you will you.
Yes! I will be Shangwe, I will be Shangwe. Thank you for giving us our home. God bless you.
Thank you for building us our home. God bless you. Every child you saw has lost both parents. Each of the women on the periphery are widows who have lost their husband. They know trials and fire. And I've never been so inspired as I was on this trip to see the rejoicing that is coming. My prayer is that this will be us. That will be such a people that will rejoice always, no matter what. That will literally thank God for the precious fire that He uses to refine us. That we will be found faithful and strong on the day of Christ's revelation. The revealing, the revelation of Christ, the word there in the original language is the same word from which we get apocalypse. When everything else is stripped away, and there's Christ. May you be found to be strong in your faith through the fires. May we thank Him and praise Him because we've come to know that God's good is better than the world's gold. That God's good is far better than the world's gold, and it leads us again with our brothers. For at this point, a microburst of praise that I pray will go with us throughout all of our days.
Oh,
As we get ready to finish and head out into the world and the rest of our lives, let me just bring you back one more time to this understanding that Resurrection Sunday points back to Crucifixion Friday, and Crucifixion Friday points ahead to Resurrection Sunday. We need to see it all. And that Saturday is where you and I tend to live, Christian, being refined in the fires of our lives. May we rejoice and thank the Lord for those refining fires that make us more like Him. May we be those who come to understand and appreciate that our Christ-like crucifixion is leading to our Christ-like resurrection, that we get to carry our cross in the same way that we'll get to be His resurrected family one day in heaven. May we live for and in a way that is worthy of the inheritance that was blood-bought and proven on this day of resurrection. Friends, I say to you that we need to understand that there is no greater flame or fire, refiner or definer than Christ and His cross. And as we carry our cross each day, I pray, recognizing that we will be identified, will be defined by our relationship to the crucifixion and the resurrection of Christ. May we do it never forgetting to rejoice through our little while trials. They're only going to be for a little while. You live to be 100 years. 100 years is a little while compared to forever. May we rejoice through our little while trials, remembering the scope and the magnitude of the promises and the power we've received through the resurrected King Jesus. Amen. One more blast of worship, and then we're going to come and close together. But please, let this be your heart's default position. Don't need to be pushed into rejoicing. Get to rejoice in these refining fires. I want to ask you if you'll close with me in prayer. I'm going to pray with you, and I'm going to send you off with a little perspective and then some of our cultural praise and worship. Please let the words of the songs that will follow wash over you. These you won't need any translator for, but I promise you, they come in line with the word, the will, and the ways of God. Oh Lord, I thank you so much for all that this day represents. May we never forget that it is built on the foundation of Friday, this celebration of Sunday. Lord, may we never pull these two apart, but see you in your wholeness. What you did and the price you paid, and what you've accomplished and what you've proven. And may we be those who rejoice through our Fridays, our Saturdays, and our Sundays. And may we never, ever forget that you are at the center of all of our celebrations. And if you're not, you should be. Lord, use this time, I pray, to change reservations out of hell and into the inheritance that you've promised in heaven. I pray it all in the powerful and precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen.
Why Jesus? Why all the talk of crucifixions and the resurrection of the dead? The idea that our present reality can be radically transformed by one historical day from antiquity? Why does this one event persist to shake nations, stands against kingdoms, relentlessly remaining there in every test in time? Why does the life of one rabbi bring hope to the billions and peace beyond understanding, peace even in facing death? His axioms transcend culture, moving between and among every generation, offering new grace with each day to the poor and to the rich, to the young and to the old, each who calls his name. This is not just a page between the chapters of history, neither myth, metaphor, nor a line of spectacular exaggeration. His influence on every human life story is unfit to be placed into any existing category. No, Jesus isn't written into our story. Rather, our story is written into his. Every authority, even the grave, obeys his sovereign will. This is why we exalt the mighty name of Jesus over and over and over again. His victory has given us life. His mercies stand at the center of our faith. He alone holds the pen of history. He is the one true God, and at that, a God who died for us. Why rejoice? Why is this our anthem? The answer for why Jesus comes down to this. Jesus is at the center. His victory over the grave is written into every line. Between old and new, between death and life, there stands one historical reality, the resurrection of Jesus.
A great light dawns in Galilee. Some say madmen, some say working red boot priest, Jesus Christ the Nazarene. He knew well what it would take to free us all from sin and grave. A perfect man would have to die, and only he could pay that price. Friday's good 'cause Sunday is coming. Don't lose hope 'cause Sunday is coming. Devil, you're done, you better start running. Friday's good 'cause Sunday is coming. Those soldiers take him in as his friend betrayed him with a kiss. And there before the mocking crowd, like a lamb to the slaughter, didn't make a sound. And he carried that cross to Calvary, and he shed to set us free. As the nails went in and the sky went dark, the redemption of the world his laugh and bowed his head. The Son of God and man was dead. With bloody hands, tears on their face, they laid him down inside that grave. But that wasn't the end. No, that wasn't the end. That wasn't the end. Let me tell you what happened next. The women came before the dawn to find that stone already gone.
Dead now.